Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
The loss to the Jets was a big deal for all sorts of reasons that have been explored at great length. For all of the Patriots, it meant disappointment. For some of them, it meant time to play golf. For some of them who might not be back next season and who have not been in the NFL long enough to have made their future secure, it meant time to look for work elsewhere, especially since the league has been talking lockout.
We never know what to expect from the NFL. So, I mean, we got notified, and me, tell you the truth, I got me a coaching application. I mean, I'm taking it serious.
That's Darnell Jenkins, a wide receiver for the Patriots who's been on the injured reserve list for a couple of months. When I met him last week, he was getting his hair cut. The barber joked that he was trying to prepare Jenkins in case he had a job interview. Darnell Jenkins didn't laugh.
Hey, we got to feed our families. You know, got to feed our families. And some people got kids and some people don't. But those with kids got to think of something fast. If you ain't already financially stable for the big period of time in your life, then you got to do something and you got to act fast.
For Darnell Jenkins, a lockout might mean the end of a football career that has barely begun. But it might also mean the beginning of a career in coaching high school football, and it might mean that the time had become right for returning to the University of Miami for one more semester to finish his degree in sociology.
I grew up in a poverty area in Miami, and that's the most my mom ever wanted. She didn't, playing football is one thing, but she really wanted me to go to school and be her first child to graduate, so from college, and that whatever makes her happy, that's what I'm willing to do.
For Patriots fans, it's too bad that the Jets figured out before Sunday's game how to cover Tom Brady's receivers so well. For football fans in general, it will certainly be too bad if the league locks out the players in March. But for individual players, especially the many of them who haven't played long enough to get rich, losses and even lockouts are just part of the context of their attempts to move along.